We're up to Bava Metzia Daf Beis, starting a new Masechta. It doesn't feel like a new Masechta because, as we said, the Rishonim point out that it's not really a new Masechta, it's just a continuation. All three Bavas are together, but we're starting Bava Metzia today. So, says the Mishnah, Shnayim Ochsin B'Talis. Let's say you have two people holding on to a Talis. Now, right off the bat, Tosfos says, wait a second, why are we talking about cases of Shnayim Ochsin B'Talis? What does this have to do with what we were just speaking about at the end of Maseches Bava Kamma? So he says, Aydi Da'eri Ba'Gozel Basar Machlokas Nesaras Nagar Balabayas Te'Katani B'Matzad Harei Lushalo U'B'Kshil Harei Lushal Balabayas. Once we were talking about how the Balabayas and the carpenter split the byproducts of the carpenter's work, so Taniachanami Dine Chalukos. So we're also talking over here about things being split up. Once we were talking about the workman that you have and how you split things with him, so we talk about over here other cases of splitting. And even if, even though within two mesechtas there's no seder to the mishnayis, and there is a shita, meaning it's not, may not be the standard shita, but there is a shita that Kula Nezikin is not all one mesechta, that this is in fact a separate mesechta. So it tells us hani mili litnyin machlokas v'achach stam. That's only in regards to if you have a machlokas in one mishnah and then a stam in another, in a mishnah in a later mesechta. That's not necessarily indicative that Rebbe has come to the conclusion like the stam mishnah, because it could be that the later mesechta was actually taught by Rebbe earlier. So in that context, we're going to say that there's no seder to the mishnayis, that they ain't seder l'mishnah. L'fisha Rebbe lo hayolomit kiseder el kumash hayu chafetz matalmidim, because when Rebbe decided the curriculum in his yeshiva, he didn't just go kiseder, rather he went with whatever the talmidim were interested in learning that year. Aval kishachibram ala seder chibram, but certainly when he wrote the mishnayis, he certainly put them in an order. When we say ain seder the mishnah, it doesn't mean that the mishnah is in random order. The mishnayos are definitely in some sort of logical order. Rebbe clearly had a reason to put Bava Metzia after Bava Kamma, and therefore it's worthwhile explaining, Tosfos says, why Bava Metzia is here. V'tzarek b'kol mesechta tam l'manish nesachar shalfneha, and each mesechta requires an explanation why it appears after the mesechta that came before. The Rambam always, at the beginning of each mesechta in the Pirush Mishnayis, always explains why that mesechta is where it is. So that's very similar to the concept, by the way, of Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah, where Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah also does not mean that the Torah is just written in random order. There is definitely a reason for the sequence that things are written in the Torah. Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah just means that that things are not written in chronological order. So too, Ein Seder L'Mishnah does not mean that the Mishnayos are in random order. Ein Seder L'Mishnah just means that the way the Mishnayos were learnt, when Rebbe learnt them, when Rebbe taught them, rather, was not necessarily in the order that they are arranged, but they are certainly arranged in a logical order. So anyway, what does our Mishnah say? Shnayim Ochsin B'Talis, you have two people holding on to a Talis. Zomer Ani Mitzasiyah, V'zomer ani mitzasiyah. Each one says, I found this talis. Zomer kula shali, v'zomer kula shali. Each one says, therefore, this talis belongs to me. Zei yishav ashen lo ba'pachus michetzia, v'zei yishav ashen lo ba'pachus michetzia, v'yachloku. So the halacha is, each one has to swear that they have no less than ownership over half of it, and therefore each one is going to take half of the talis. A very unusual type of shvua. Normally you take a shvua in the positive of what is yours. Over here you're taking a shvua that I have no less than X amount of the talis. No less than half of the talis. Very important first Rashi in the Masechta. Says Rashi, Shnayim Ochzin v'talis, Dafka Ochzin. It has to be that they're both grabbing onto the talis. To Shnayim Muchzakim ba, because in that case, they're both Muchzak. And neither one has anything over the other guy. Why? Why does it have to be that way? Shilu haisa biyad echel bevado. Had one guy been holding on to it, then there's no way we would say yachloku. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what their tainas are. Because if one guy was holding on to it, havi idach, then the other guy would be the motzi. He'd be the one that's trying to take it away from the muchzak. And when you're trying to be motzi mechavero, when you're trying to take it away from the muchzak, So when you're trying to take it away from the Muchsa, the halacha is that you're the one that has to bring the raya with Eidim that it belongs to you. Ve'eino neman zalitol b'shvuah. You're not neman to just take the take anything with the shvuah. You're going to have to bring a raya that it belongs to you. So that's why it's very critical that they're both oches, because if one of them were oches, then we would clearly say, amotzi mechaver lo haraya. Now what Rashi does not discuss is what if neither of them were oches? What if neither of them were holding on to it? So that's very similar to what Tosfos discusses this through the context of a different question. Tosfos, in the second Tosfos on the Masechta, asks, Tema, the Maishnameahida Arba, the Amr called Alam Gavar, Parakheskasabatim. Why over here would we say that they split it? When in the Gemara in the third parak of Masechta Bava Basra talks about two guys that are arguing about a boat. One guy says that Zomer Shalavosa Vizomer Shalavosa. They both say that this was a family heirloom in my family, and I'm the Yorish, and therefore it's mine. And they both have the same claim. So what does the Gemara say in that case? Kol Dalim Gavar. Let them fight it out. Whichever one of them is stronger is likely going to win. And that's just the way we're going to have to leave it, because there's nothing else we could do about it. Kol Dalim Gavar. So Frektosos, why over here do we say Yachloku, and over there we say Kol Dalim Gavar? Both cases, neither of them have rayas. We have no idea who belongs to. We have no reason to trust one guy over the other guy. So why over here do we divide it, and over there we say Kol Dalim Gavar? So says Tosos, Yeshlomer da Oksin Shiny. The chashiv kilu kalechad yesh l'ba bevadei achatzi. Da'anan sa'adi d'may tafis hai didehu. So it says to us that's why you need it to be a case of ochsin. It's shnayim ochsin, and not when it's sitting on the ground and they're both claiming it's theirs. If it were sitting on the ground and they're both claiming it's theirs, then in chanami you would say called olam gavar. But when they're both oches, we view it as if half vadei belongs to them. The half that they're being oches, vade belongs to them. So therefore says Tosfos, that's why we're going to say Yachlok over here, and we're not going to say Kol Dalim Gavar. The very din of Kol Dalim Gavar, I think we discussed recently, is the subject of Machlokas Rishonim. It sounds very unfair to say Kol Dalim Gavar. What does Kol Dalim Gavar mean? It means that let them fight it out, the stronger guy is going to win. Is that really how we settle disputes in Beis Din? We let the stronger guy win. So it's Machlokas Rishonim, where the Kol Dalim Gavar means literally the stronger guy, let them fight it out physically, and the one who's able to overpower the other one actually wins. Or maybe it's called the Olam Barayos. Neither of them has any really good rayos, but maybe one of them has slightly better rayos than the other. Maybe one of them is rayos that point a little bit more in the direction that it's his. So Kaldala might be Barayos. And this relates to the discussion whether Kaldalam Gavar is a siluk or Kaldalam Gavar is a psak. Meaning, what is Beis Din doing with Kol Dalim Gavar? Is Beis Din saying, when they say Kol Dalim Gavar, that we can't paskin this, and therefore do your own thing and figure it out? In which case, you would say that today one guy could win, and then tomorrow the other guy could win. They could keep beating each other up over it and taking it back and forth from each other. And then the wimpy guy will work out at the gym a little bit, and he'll be stronger, and he'll take it back from the other guy, and back and forth. Or do you say, no, Kol Dalim Gavar, his Beis Din says, look, we have no way to paskin this in the normal way, so we're going to give a psak today that there's going to be, you can go 10 rounds in the ring, and whoever wins today, it's his to keep until someone has real rayos, until someone has something that we could do something with in Beis Din. But short of that, we're just going to leave it the way it is. Now, well, the case in the Mishnah again is two guys claim they found something. Each one says that they found something. So says the Rush, wait a second. When you find something, so we're going to have halachos of finding something. Chayav mahachriz, you have to go announce. So just because I found it, it becomes mine? That's their big taina, that it's theirs because they found it? So the Rush right away, at the very beginning, the second line of Rush, in the Masechta writes that you have to assume we're talking about an ir sheruba kutim, we're talking about a city that's mostly kutim, and therefore whoever finds it gets to keep it. You're not chayiv to be machriz in ir sheruba kutim, because even though a stam talis l'chora has simanim on it, but that's why you're not chayiv lahachriz, because it's mostly kutim living in the town, and therefore by saying ani mitzasiya, it's the same thing as saying that it belongs to you, and that you should be able to keep it. One more ha'ara before we go on to the next case. Rav Elchanan in Kovitz Shiurim in Chelek Beis, Simen Tes Ozvav, Rav Elchanan writes, "V'hinei yesh l'istapek b'shnai mochzin." We have a suffek. One could have the following chakira about the case of shnai mochzin. Who's the mochzak? Do we assume im kol echad mikri mochzak b'kulo, or she'enu mochzak al b'chetzia? Do we view it as if each one is mochzak in half of the talis? Or do we view it as if each one is muchzak in the entire talis? Meaning, if the second guy weren't there and I were holding on to half a talis, I'm definitely muchzak in the whole thing. Right? My holding on to half of it, and it's all connected, definitely makes me the muchzak in the whole talis. The fact that someone else is muchzak in the other half, does that mean that he's also muchzak in the whole talis? And because we're both muchzak in the whole talis, we have nothing to do but to split it? Or do we say, no, we're each muchzak in half of the talis, and therefore being muchzak in half of the talis entitles us to our half, to the half that we're muchzak in. I mean, this is the Biri Adaf quotes, it says in a footnote, that in general, the Yesod is there are two basic ways that Beis Din comes to a psak. One way Beis Din comes to a psak is Dine Mamun Regilim, regular Dine Mamunus, Kigona Motsime Chaver Lavaraya, like when someone is muchzak in something, that we let him keep it unless there's a raya against him, or Cheskos Marakama, Chazaka Kal Mashatach Siad Adam Shalom, anytime you have a real strong Chazaka. That's one type of Psak Din. Second type of Psak Beis Din is when Beis Din can't do a normal Psak Din, so they have to resort to something else, like Kal Dalam Gavar, Yehemuna Chachiyavo Eliyahu. Should the Dayani, when the Dayanim, we just leave it up to the judgment of the Dayanim, things like that. So the Achronim have the Chakira, including Rav Elchanan over here, which type of din is our Yachloku? Is it a regular din? Is it a din of a regular din, Mamon Ragil, that each one's Achiza creates a din of a Motzi Mechavero Alav Haraya on the other guy, meaning I'm holding half of it. If you want to take away my half, Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya, you're holding the other half. If I want to take away your half, Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. So it's not that holding on to it holds back the din of Kol Dalam Gavar. It's that holding on to it is an actual chazaka. Or maybe no. Maybe you could say that each one, when they're muchzak, is muchzak in the entire thing. And we just have nothing to do. There's no other option other than to say yachloku. So yachloku is not a din mamun ragil, it's a pshara. And the fact that they need to be ochzin is to remove the din of kol dalam gavar. Because kol dalam gavar would have applied here, because this is a situation where we have no way to turn in terms of regular din. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter. Zeomer kula shali v'zeomer chetzia shali. What if you have a slightly different case? One guy says the entire thing belongs to me. The other one says half of it belongs to me. Homer kula shali yishava shein lo bapachs mishlosh chalakim. So think about it for a second. If one of them says the whole thing belongs to me, the other one says half of it belongs to me, half of this talus is not under debate at all. There's no dispute whatsoever about half of this talus. 50% we know belongs to Reuven. The dispute is over the other 50%, where each one is claiming it as their own. So what's going to be the halacha? So the 50% that there's no debate over, so there's no debate over. That goes to Reuven. The 50% that there is debate over, each one is going to have to swear, and they're going to take chatzi of it. They're going to take half of it. So zomer kula shali v'zomer chatzi shali. Omer kula shali yishav v'shein lo bapachs mishlosh chalakim. The one that said kula shali swears that he has no less than 3/4 of it, that he owns no less than 75% of it. V'omer chetzi shali yishav v'shein lo bapachs mirviya. And the one that said that it's half his swears that he owns no less than 25% of it. Zenotel shlosh chalakim v'zenotel rviya. So this one should take shlosh chalakim. This one should take 75%. And the other one should take 25%. Asks Rabbi Kiviger, wait a second. The one that says chetzi shali, right? So he's being moda b'mitzas, essentially. Right? The other one is saying that it's kula shali. The one that says chetz yashali says, I'm moda that half of it is yours, but the other half of it is mine. What's halach by moda b'mitzas? So moda b'mitzas is one of the shvuas d'oraisa. Yechai v'shvua mi d'oraisa. So in order to keep anything, the moda b'mitzas shouldn't be able to get anything without a shvua d'oraisa. And so long as he doesn't take a shvua, he should be chayv to pay. So therefore, in our case, if he only swears about a revia, so the second revia, he should have to pay. Right, the second revia should be he should have to pay, and the first revia, which he swore about, he doesn't. That's where you should have the din chalukah. you should have the din chalukah on the revia that he swore about, and the other revia should go totally to the other guy if it's a real case of modem mixas. Because anytime you have modem mixas and the guy refuses to swear, you have someone who's chayiv shvua and he's not nishba, so he's gonna lose. So says the Levush Mordechai that no, when do you say that a modem mixas is chayiv shvua and doesn't swear is gonna have to pay up? That's if he didn't want to swear. We couldn't get him to swear. Over here, we didn't allow him to swear. He was more than happy to swear that half of it belongs to him, but that would have caused us problems in terms of figuring out what to do. We don't want to cause a false shvua, so we don't allow him to swear. We only let him take a shvua on 25%, not on 75%. Okay, which is one more ha'ara. Tosa says, the next Tosa, in the third Tosa, Zenot Lurvia, Frak Tosa Zim Tomar, Yeinem and Dechet Yishlom, Yigidubay Yamakulishli. Why don't we believe him that half of it is his? Because Migo, he could have said all of it is his, and he would have ended up with half. So let's believe him that half of it is his, and let him end up with half. So it says, Mefarish Rivam, to Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan. No, you're not going to say Migo to take money away from the Muchzak. And over here, the other guy is the Muchzak, so you're not going to take money away from the Muchzak. Says the Tosus Rid, the other guy's not the Muchzak. They're both holding onto the talis. What are you talking about? The other guy's a Muchzak. They're both holding the talis. That's not called a migal lahotzi. So Tosfos Rid says, no, you have to, well, Tosfos Rid is probably going to say the way some of the other Rishonim answered. Mukhe Yosef says, it's a migal de ha'aza over here. He wouldn't have the chutzpah to say that it was kulashali if it weren't. You don't say migo mi mamon le mamon. You're not going to say migo on this mamon, migo that he could have tainud. Other mamon, he could have tied a greater percentage of the talis or something like that. Then Tosfos raises another issue. Forget about Migo. In the first wide line, says Tosfos, "Vim Tomer name of the Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vaday." Why don't we say that Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vaday? To Omer Kulashali Yeshlo Bevaday Chetzia. The one who says Kulashali has Vaday. There's no doubt that he owns half of it because no one's arguing on that. For Omer Chetzishli Safikim Yeshlo Baklum. The one who says Chetz Yeshali says Safik whether he owns any of it. Right? We don't know if he owns the half that he's claiming or if the other guy owns the half that he's claiming. Just like we say in Masechus Yevamos, Safik v'yavam shabo lachlok b'nichsei saba, Safik amar ana bar masna, ana v'isli palga. The Safik says, I deserve half of it. V'yavam amar at bradidi v'laslach v'lamidi. And the Yavam says, no, you don't get anything. Havle Yavam Vaday, v'safik safik, v'ein safik motzi midei Vaday. The Yavam is the Vaday, the safik is a safik, and the Vaday wins. The guy who has a Vaday claim to something, even if his claim is only to half of it, his Vaday is only to half of it, but the one that has a Vaday claim to it wins everything. The one that has a safik, whether he has any claim, loses. So it says, Tosos Yishlomer Dehasim Yavam Shu Beno Shel Saba have a Vaday Yorsho, v'lo yotzi ha-safik misafik mamono. Avlacha ein svar mashu vaday b'chetzio she'olo l'chetzio she'en. He says, so he says, no. The fact that I have a vaday claim to half of it doesn't make any sense that should mean that I automatically have any time on the other half of it. That shouldn't help me in the other half. When I'm talking about being a yoresh, and I'm vaday yoresh, so if I'm a yoresh, so there is a reason to assume that a yoresh has a claim on all the properties of the person that they're yarshining. But over here, just because I'm holding on to half of it and I have a vaday claim on half of it, how does that have anything to do with any other money that we have under dispute? If we were also arguing about a car somewhere, so what? Because I have vaday claim on the talis, so the car should be mine also? No, they're two separate items. So the two halves of the talis should be viewed in the same way, that they're two separate items. The vaday claim should have nothing to do with the other half. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Hayishnayim rochvim al gabi behema. Two guys were riding on an animal. Where one guy was riding the animal, the other one was leading the animal. Zomer kula shali, zomer kula shali. Each one said that the entire animal belonged to them. So So again, each one swears that they own no less than half of it, and they divide it. And if they're modim or they have edim, then they would be cholik without a shvua. Then it wouldn't be necessary to take the shvua. The Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara later on the details of what the chiddush is specifically in this last case of the Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara. Going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, right? The beginning of the Mishnah was two guys, Aroches and Natalis. Each one says, Ani Mitzasiya, and each one says, Kula Shali. So, frankly, Gemara, why the double Lashon? Ani mitzasiya means it's mine, right? Why would you then also have to say kulishali? Lamali misla zamar ni mitzasiya zamar ni mitzasiya zamar kulishali zamar kulishali. Why the long-winded phrase? Listen, chada, just say one of them. Either zamar ani mitzasiya zamar ni mitzasiya, or zamar kulishali zamar kulishali. Why both? So answers the Gemara chada katani. It's really one statement. Zamar ani mitzasiya v'kulishali. Each one is saying, I found it, and therefore it's mine. Right? It's not two separate statements. So, frankly, but still doesn't really answer the question, because why not say, just, I found it, and I know that I found it means it's mine. That's what I found it always means. So, answers the Gemara, no. Itana animitzasiya, hadetana animitzasiya, hava amina maimitzasiya, Re'isiha. I would say, you know what mitzasiya means? Mitzasiya means I saw it. Afal gav delo asoy liyadei. Very often, when someone says I found something, they don't really mean that they picked it up. They mean that they saw it first. So I might have thought that if the guy's taina is I saw it first, even if he didn't pick it up, that's good enough to make a taina b'ri'ya b'alma kani. That with just seeing it alone, he's koneh. That for some reason, that's good enough. Tana kula shali de beri'ya lo kani. That's why we have to say kula shali to tell me that beri'ya he's not kona. So you have to say not just anamitzasiya, but anamitzasiya. How was I anamitzasiya? Kula shali. I didn't just see it, but I actually picked it up. It actually belongs to me now because I did a kinyan on it. So the havamin apparently would have been that ri'ya alone would have been good enough. Says Tosos, beri'ya ba'al makana. Afal gav de ketani b'masnis, and even though we're going to have a mission later on, ra'a samatziyah v'amal chaver tunali to lo kana beri'iyah. We're going to have a mission later on. If I see a matziyah and I tell someone, give it to me, my seeing it is not a kinyan. The fact that I saw it first, that will not stop my friend from taking it for himself. Because seeing it alone is not a kinyan. V'chein ra'a samatziyah v'nafal ala ketani nami to lo kani. Also, if I see a matziyah and I fall on it, so the Gemara is going to say later on also, you're not Kona in that case. So we see already, we know we have Mishnayos that tell us that seeing it is not Kona. Why do I need this Mishnah to also tell me seeing it is not Kona? I mean, that's the reason we have the phrase Kula Shali. Leave it as Anamitzasiya, and I'll know that it doesn't mean I just saw it, because we have later Mishnayos that tell me I just saw it isn't good enough. Seeing it isn't good enough. So Sess tells us, no, those later Mishnayos do not tell me that seeing it's not good enough. What they tell me is that when you see it and you try to be kona it in some other way, right? Kimidama tunali o shenafal aleha. Once you're saying give it to me or you fall on it, gali daiti de lo michal le mikni achi giliado. You're indicating that you don't think you're seeing it was good enough. So those mishnayos indicate to me that seeing it is not good enough when you don't think seeing it is good enough. But how do I know seeing it is not a kinyan even when you think seeing it should be a kinyan? So that's why we need the extra expression in our Mishnah. Meaning in those cases, by jumping on it, you're showing that you didn't want to be kona it through seeing it. Otherwise, why did you jump on it? By jumping on it, you're showing that you only want to be kona it through throwing yourself in it, through jumping on it. It happens to be throwing yourself on something is also not a form of kinyan. Right, so so you ended up not being koneh at all because that's not one of the forms of kinyan. That's what the Mishnah is discussing in Maseches Peah. If one of the aniyim decides to throw himself over a bunch of peah, so he's not koneh in that way. It's not a kinyan at all. It's hefker and he saw it first or whatever. So we'll get to that in a second. What exactly ri'iyah does, but certainly when you're trying to be koneh and you're showing that you don't want to be koneh through ri'iyah, so then ri'iyah certainly will not work. So, frankly, Gemara, mimatzas armin, maimatzasiyah ri'isiha. Would we really have thought that if had the Mishnah just said anamatzasiyah, would we really have thought that each guy is saying I saw it? Is that really what we would have thought? V'hama Rav Na'i, but didn't Rav Na'i teach us umatzasa tasay liyadei mashma? When the Torah says umatzasa, the Torah talking about Hashavas Aveda, it says v'chein tasal chal aved sachicha shetovin menu umatzasa. Whenever you find a mitziah, so losucha l'salem. And Rav Na'i taught me umitzasa means that asiliyadeh, that it literally came into his hands. So I already know that the word mitzasiyah does not mean saw it. We were taught mitzasiyah means you picked it up. So says Gemara in umetzasa dekra das liyadei mashma. No, I only know that when the Torah uses the word mitzia, that it means that I pick it up. Umiyu tana lishon dialma nakat. But the Tanaim speak our language. Umedchazilei amaran na ashkeches. And when people see something, they say, "I found it." Right? When kids are arguing over something, "I found it first." What do you mean you found it first? Very often it means I saw it first. So very often in the way people speak, "I found it" really means I saw it. So although you're right, when the Torah uses the term matzah, the Torah clearly means I picked it up. When the Rabbanim, when the Tanaim use the term matzah, maybe it means I saw it. And even though you're not kohen it, you saw it, that should be good enough. And that's why, Tani Kula Shali, Debriya Be'alma Lo Kanilei, that's why I have the phrase, Kula Shali, to show me that seeing it alone is not good enough. Frak tells us why you're seeing it alone not good enough. The Gemara is going to say later on, habata behefker kani, that seeing it when something is hefker, habata is good enough. So the Bach in Choshen Mishpat Reishayim Gimel is gores chavata behefker kani, not habata, but you do something. You do some maisa. In fact, Tosos, who is gores habata behefker, what does he answer? Hainu sha'asa maisa kaldahu. Has to be that you do some maisa. Can't be that just looking at hefker alone is going to be good enough to be kona. So it has to be that you did some maisa. And that's why over here, even though it's a metzia, so it's considered like hefker, it's out there in the middle of nowhere in the lechora, if you hold habata behefker kona, habata should work over here. Yeah, habata would work, but habata means you also do a maisa called dehu. So over here, we have to say that you did some sort of achiza, some maisa, in order to acquire the item. Now, there was a strange name in this Gemara, Rav Na'i. Who in the world is Rav Na'i? We never really have Rav Na'i. So the Achronim in the back of the Gemara discuss this briefly. There are four possibilities raised about who this Rav Na'i character is. So the Maariv Chayes quotes from the Rashal Garis Ravina, that he's Goris Ravina, that the letters got mixed up. The Yud somehow made its way to the end of the word, at the end of the name, but really it's Ravina, it's not Rav Na'i. The second day of the Maariv Chayes has, he says, Uldaiti Nira, to whom he shemos Amoraim Achronim. A lot of the later Amoraim, which were really early Gaonim, had Gaonic type of names. The Yud at the end of a name is a sure sign of a Gaonic name. Rav Natrunai, Rav Achai, right? There's always with a Yud at the end of the names. So he says, Mashmos Amram Achron Kuma Reish Ksubas, right? At the beginning of Mesach Ksubas, you also have Paruch Rav Achai. Rav Achai is a Gaon. You have a lot of names from the Rabban Savarai who have this ending to the names. Kumo Rav Rubai, Dimin Rov, Asher Haisel of Nerav Shrira, Vachin Rav Natrunai, Rav Zvinai, Rav Bustanai, Rav Nihalai. These are all the Gaonic names. So he says this is the Rabban Savarai. This has to be from the latest of the Amoraim. That's pshat number two in who this Rav Na'i is, where we would have the name Rav Na'i from. Pshat number three, he says, Umichacha muflag echot shamati, ki ledaito hu Rav Bana'i, shamatzinu shem amor babas, we find the Gemara babas, daf nun tes, has a Rav Bana'i. Just like Ravina is Rav Avina, so Rav Na'i is Rav Bana'i, and it was just combined into one word. And the fourth possibility, Yavit says in the back of the Gemara that Garsinan Rav Yanai, that there are some that are Gores Rav Yanai, meaning Rabbi Na'i was just that Rav Yanai was put together and an extra yud, I guess, was taken away or something, and it turned into Rav Na'i. Okay, anyway, but that's just in terms of who this guy is. So says Amar Vaiter, okay, now I understand why the Mishnah doesn't just say Anamitz Asiya and has to also say Kula Shali, because had it only said Anamitz Asiya, I would have thought seeing it alone is good enough. Frankly, Gemara, what about the other way? So, v'listening kula shali v'lobay animitz asiyah. Just say kula shali, and then you won't even need to say animitz asiyah, because kula shali means each one is claiming it's theirs. So that's it. What more do you need? And says Gemara, no, itani kula shali, have amina bi alma de katani mitz asiyah b'riya bi alma kani. Tana animitz asiyah vada tana kula shali. Demi mishli yisei rashmina de riya lo kani. Because had it said kula shali, I would never have known this halacha that seeing it is not good enough. From the fact that it says first anamitz asiya, which normally means I saw it, and then it says no, but that's not good enough. You also need kula shali. You need to do more than seeing. You need to be muchzak in it also. So it's only in that case. So then it's only then that we're going to know that seeing it is not good enough. Had it just said Kula Shli, I'll know we're talking about a case where they didn't see it, and but I wouldn't have known what the halacha would be if they did just see it. So I never would have known that Kiddush did. So, but again, going back to the original question, we said, why do we have to say Zomer Kulash Liv, Zomer Nimasiv, Zomer Kulash Liv, Zomer Kulash Liv, just say one statement? So the Gemara right away said, yeah, it is one statement. It's Zomer Nimasiv, Kulash Liv. It's not two separate things. It's Nimasiv, Kulash Liv. So ask the Gemara, really? You can say that? Is that really Pshat in the Mishnah? Vazev Vazekatani. Look at how the Mishnah says it. It says Zomer Nimasiv, Zomer Nimasiv. Ze omer kulishli, there are four zez and two people. So it doesn't make sense that it's all one statement. If it's one statement, then it should have said zomer namat siva kulishli, zomer namat siva kulishli. That's not what it says. So zomer namat siva, zomer namat siva, zomer kulishli v'chulei. There are four zez. So I'm Rav Papa v'item Rav Simi Barashi v'armi l'kedi reisha b'metzia v'seifa b'meka chumemker. It's two separate halachas, two separate cases. The Reish is talking about Anam Mitzasiya, where I have a Mitzia, where I found it. Seif is talking about a case of Mecha Chumemker. Says Rashi, what do you mean Mecha Chumemker? Kinisiya miyad ploni. I say I bought it from somebody, and you say you bought it from somebody. V'davka Mecha Chumemker hu damrin in yachloku b'shvua. And it's davka if it's Mecha Chumemker that we're going to say you divide it with the shvua. Dika lemeimer shneim kanua. Because it's possible that they both did purchase it. Ulishneim nisrat ha-mocher, and it's possible that the mocher was willing to sell it to both of them. Avzomer anir raktia, avzomer anir raktia, lo yachloku. But if one of them says, I wove this talis myself, I made it myself, and I've owned it ever since because I made it, and the other one says, no, I made it, and therefore it's mine, so then you're not going to be able to make them both swear. Devade chad minai ramayihu, because then we know one of them is lying. Mitei munachas hachiyav ha'aliyahu. In that case, we're going to have to say, munachas hachiyav ha'aliyahu. We're not going to be able to do anything. We're going to have to leave it alone. It's dafka in a case where they can swear, and we don't necessarily know that somebody's going to be lying. Right? That's why we don't let anyone swear about more than half of it, in the case of Shnayim Ochsin, because if they're both swearing about more than half of it, somebody's lying. So if you say, I don't own any less than half of it, then you make a chiyuv shvua in a way that you're not asking anybody to lie. We're not going to be, by force, making somebody lie. So anyway, so that's why it has to be Mecha Chumemker, is both guys could say they bought it, and it could be the mocher sold it to both of them. So it's Tzricha. And we need the Chiddush in both cases. Ditana Mitzia, had I only had the case of Mitzia, Havamina Mitzia, who the Ram Rabban Shwele, Nishum de Moriva Amar Chavrai Lav Midi Chasuba, Ezel Itfis Vispali Bade. Had I only had the case of Mitzia, I would say, yeah, in the case of Mitzia, that's where the Rabban are going to require you to take a Shvua, because it's so easy to be Moraheter by a Mitzia. Right? I found that I could say, look, what's he losing anyway? He didn't have it before. It's all a windfall for him. He didn't have anything before. So he just happened to find it. So I'm not costing him anything. So I'll go grab the other half, and at least I'll be able to get half of it. Let him share at least. He's finding such a nice thing, nice talus. Let him at least share it. So it's easy for someone to be mora heter, that they're not really, that there's this is a victimless crime, because the other guy's not really a victim. He's not losing anything that he had. By Mecha Chumemker, where you can't say that, because you're clearly costing the guy, you're taking away something that belongs to him, so there's no Maraheter, I would think the Rabbanan would not impose a Shvua on you, because the assumption would be that you wouldn't want to do this to a guy, and that you're probably telling the truth. So it's not worth imposing a Shvua on you, because no one would ever be Maraheter in the first place. Says Rashi, wait a second. By Mecha Chumemker, I'm costing him something. What happens if we divide it? Let's say we both paid for it, right? The case is we both paid full price for it, and only one of us is the real Kona, right? But we're going to have to divide it. So what happens with all that money that we paid? So Mustamu, we get a refund, no? We get a refund for the half that wasn't ours. Says Rashi, V'yafakav shezeh gam hu nasna samos lemocher. And I also paid for it. And when we're going to divide it, everyone's going to get their money back. So what, I can't be more ahead of there? I'm not costing him any money. It's just like the Mitzia. By the Mitzia, I'm not costing him any money because nothing belonged to him in advance. And over here, I'm not costing him any money because he's going to get a refund. He says, no, it's still called a chisarun, because when you buy something, it's because you need that thing. This guy bought it because he needed it. When you find something, it's not because you need it, it's because you're lucky. When you buy something, it's because you needed it. Being left with half of it and with half of your money does not satisfy you, right? If you went and you bought a car and something didn't work properly and it wasn't functioning right and it wasn't, and then you got your money back, so you're relieved that you got your money back, but you still don't have a car. You're still not happy because you don't have what you went out to buy. So it is more difficult to be Mora Heter in the case of the Mekach Umemker, because you are costing him the satisfaction of having bought something that he needed. As opposed to the case of the Metziah, it's much easier to be Mora Heter. You're really not costing him anything. V'itana Mekach Umemker, and had it only had the case, back in the Gemara, had we only had the case of Mekach Umemker, Havamina Hasam Hu Deramu Rabban Shvuale, I would say over there, the Rabban make you take a Shvua, Mishum Demori Va'amar, because you could be Mora Heter and say, Chavrai Damikaya Vana. I paid for it just like he paid for it. So why should he be more entitled to it than me? I need it, so let me take it because I paid for it and I need it, so it should be mine and let him go buy a different one. But by Metzia, I can't really justify to myself that it's mine. At least by the Mekach Memchah, I could justify I paid for it, so I deserve it. By the Metzia, I don't really have any justification that I deserve it. If he found it first and he was Kone at first, so I don't deserve it. Granted, he didn't do anything and he didn't, he didn't pay anything for, but it doesn't matter. He clearly found it first. So that's why, so I would have thought that in the case of the Shavuah, of the Metziah rather, you don't even need to take a Shavuah. So Tzricha, that's why I need to be told in both cases, you take a Shavuah. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. Mekach Memkar, so we sort of gave away the Maskana already, but the Gemara asks, Mekach Memkar, V'lachzi Zuzi M'man Nakar, who did you get money from? Who paid for it? Right, just ask the Mocher who he got his money from. That's what Rashi quotes, because the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Neman Bala Mekach Lomer Lezemacharti Lezalomacharti. The Bala Mekach is the owner, the original owner, the seller is always believed to say who he sold it to. So why don't we just ask him who he sold it to, ask him who he took money from, the Gemara says. So answers Gemara, Lotzricha Denokin Mitravayu, Chad Midaiti Chad Bel Karche. He got money from both of them. One of them midaite, one of them balkarche, and we don't know v'lo yadana mi hu midaite mi hu balkarche. We don't know who's who, so therefore we don't know who the real kona is, because he doesn't remember who the real kona is, and he did get money from both of them. Frek Rashi, wait a second. That same Gemara in Kiddushin that says the Baal Mekach is believed to say who he got it from is v'sayim b'medvar mumum shemechal biyado. Aval ein vechal biyado einu neman shalonas on leiv l'davar kol kach liyo zachar me'achar shneim chazra achor v'pisuk demeha. Once it's, the Mekach is out of my hand, I don't really remember who I sold it to anyway. So what kind of question is the Gemara asking over here? Just see who gave the money? The guy's not going to remember who gave the money once the item is out of his hand. So Hokim Nahasam Vidnak Zuzi Mitravayu Michal Midaiti Michal Balkarche, Vikim Dalai Rami Lasude, Lodokula Halios Nizu Mishahol Khmil Fun of Himidaiti Vibal Karche. Aval Hekhapilo Kibal Dam El Michad Mitka Dakile. So says Rashi, no. If he only got money from one of them, he is expected to remember. It's only if he got money from both of them, and now one of them took it, and one of them has it, so he's not going to remember who was Midaite, who was Bal Karche. So that's what the Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara answers. He got money from both of them. One was Midaite, one was Bal Karche, and therefore he's not going to remember. We assume he doesn't really remember, and therefore we can't just believe him to say that who the real owner is. Okay, says the Gemara Vaiter. We're going to have a series of Lema Masnisin Delo, right? Of let's say our Mishnah is going against the following Shita. So we're going to have at least two of them in today's daf. Lema Masnisin Delo ka Ben Nanas. So Masnisin, our Mishnah is against Ben Nanas. The Ben Nanas, Hamar Ketzad, Eilevele Balni Lidei Shua Shav. Ben Nanas holds, you can't make people take a Shua Shav. Now the case of Ben Nanas was a Balabai says to a Chenveni, give my son some wheat for a dinar and I'll pay you back. Where you say to the say go pay my workers a certain amount of money and I'll pay you back. The workers claim they were never paid. The guy you sent to pay them says he paid them. They both have taanis on you that you want your money. So the halacha was, Tanakama said that they both take a shvua in that case and they'll both get your money. But Nana says you can't tell them both to take a shvua because then they're both going to be lying. So our Mishnah should be against Ben Nanas, because then you're going to come to a shvua shav. They're not both telling the truth. So says Gemara, no. Afilu tema benana sasam vadi yikashur shav. Hachi kol memer dlekashur shav. Emer to survive by the adadi yakbuhula. Over here, one of them is not necessarily lying. If each one says, I own no less than half of it, we're not necessarily certain that one of them is lying, because if they both picked it up at the same time, guess what? They do each own half of it. So it's possible that they're both telling the truth, and therefore it's not necessarily going to be a lie. Okay, there's an interesting tosis there, but we'll have to pick up from there tomorrow.